An early February freeze dealt a blow to many southeastern crop growers. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The stress of owning and operating a farm can be overwhelming. So many things are out of your control. The weather, the markets, the potential for pests and diseases affecting your crops or livestock. There's no shame in talking with a mental health professional. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Earlier this month, sub-freezing temperatures threatened crops in the southeast. Brad Rippey is a meteorologist at the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Temperatures in the lower to middle 20s across interior locations, and that is right across the heart of Florida's citrus belt.
Rippey says some growers resorted to spraying water on the crop, which can freeze, but it protects the fruit against even colder temperatures.
It is expected that in some of the areas where the ice application was not particularly even, there may have been some damage to some of those unharvested citrus fruits. It will be a bit of a process to get through all of those orchards and see just how much damage was done. Pretty much the same story with the strawberries. Obviously, the plants can withstand low temperatures, but the fruits are susceptible to freezing.
Rippey says sugarcane areas were also threatened.
There is some concern there for some damage to the stalks. Looks like some middle 20s in some of the western sugarcane production areas. Just kind of a waiting game there to see just how much damage was done to some of those sugarcane stalks.
Crop losses are reportedly estimated in the millions so far. Even some irrigation equipment damage occurred when water in the pipes froze and expanded. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.